Kinzinger, less than 10 House Republicans actually believe Trump won the 2020 election. By Pam Key on May 7, 2021. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REL, said Friday on CNN's The Lead less than 10 of his House Republican colleagues actually believe that former President Donald Trump won the 2020 election. Kinzinger said, "Unity. It's been interesting because everybody is talking about unity and what they say is let's unify under everything that Donald Trump says as a party. Donald Trump says the election was stolen. Donald Trump said January 6th was nothing but hugs and kisses. That is not unity. That is capitulation." He continued, "What that is saying that anybody that believes the truth. Just 4 months ago there was insurrection led by President Trump and many of his supporters. If you believe that somehow we can coexist with a lie. You just can't. Truth and lie cannot coexist. There will always be shades of gray, but this is a place where there's no shade. Unity can't exist under those pretenses. So what they are saying, if you don't go along with the big lie or the fact that the election was stolen, then you basically need to go. That's what that unity is." Anchor Jake Tapper asked, "How many of the House Republican caucus do you think actually believe this lie? Actually thinks the fix was in? And all the Republican governors and all the Republican election officials and all the Republican appointed judges and the U.S. Supreme Court, everybody is in on this. The election was completely stolen. There was crazy software. The Chinese sent in bamboo ballots, whatever. How many of your colleagues actually believe this, do you think?" Kinzinger said, "Oh, keep in mind the CIA. No. The DOD attacked the CIA server farm supposedly in Germany as well as many other crazy things. How many? 5, probably, if that, maybe. I don't know, but it's in the single, it's low. People don't believe it, but what they are doing is sitting around saying, I need to continue to exist in this job so that I can make an impact. I don't have the courage or the strength or the ability to swing this party. So I'm going to put my head down and go along. Some people have made the decision that grabbing onto the Trump train again even though it has been derailed is the best way for us to push whatever, and some want to destroy the place." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.